الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذ تبرأ الذين اتبعوا من الذين اتبعوا ورأوا العذاب وتقطعت بهم الأسباب. In the previous sides we read that the people who of Iman have got the greatest love for Allah Ta'ala, and the various explanations that came with that, which are very important and that we should understand. Further then Allah Ta'ala explained that when the people who have love for things besides Allah Ta'ala, more greater than the love of Allah Ta'ala, and the consequences of that, when they will see the azab of Allah, whether it is in this world or in the akhirat at the time of death, then they will realize that power belongs only to Allah Ta'ala, and that Allah's azab is very, very severe. In the ayat now in front, Allah Ta'ala warns us that about the consequences of the day of Qiyamah and the azab of Allah Ta'ala. Yeah, Allah explains one type of this adab, one aspect, and that is that either a person is a follower or he is followed, a leader. A peace person is a follower or a leader. And the worst adab, it is mentioned in the hadith on the day of Qiyamah, will be for those people who led people astray, who took them on the wrong path. The worst punishment will be for those people. And in this there is a warning even for the followers, that if they are just following blindly and they are following wrongly, they also will not be absolved in any way of the punishment on the day of Qiyamah. And those who led them astray, neither of course are they going to be absolved of that punishment. So Allah says on the day of Qiyamah, إِذْ تَبَرَّ الَّذِينَ اتُّبِعُوا. جبکہ بیزار ہو جائیں گے وہ جن کی پیروی کی تھی ان سے. On the day of Qiyamah, those people will express their complete disconnection, that we have got nothing to do with those people who were following us. The leaders will say that these people, and in various places in the Quran the subject has come. Here also Allah is discussing it, that the leaders will turn away completely from the followers and says that we have got nothing to do with you. مِنَ الَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوا وَرَوُوا الْعَذَابِ اور دیکھیں گے عذاب. And they all will see the punishment of Allah Ta'ala. وَتَقَطَّعَتْ بِهُمُ الْأَسْبَابِ اور منقطع ہو جائیں گے ان کے سب علاقے. And whatever connections we had, whatever way, with our money, our position, our family, our friends, our town people, our family people, that they will support us, etc., all connections will be cut on the day of Qiyamah. Every person will stand on his own two feet and he will be responsible for his own action. The leaders also will be responsible for their action, and the followers also will be responsible for their action. The followers won't be able to put the blame on the leaders, that these people led us astray and they took us on the wrong path. And in the ayat in front we read where the followers will say, if we had a chance in the world again to go back, then as our leaders turned away from us, we will turn away from them. We won't follow them at all. So none of us will be absolved. Each one is either he's leading people or he's following somebody. So each one has to see, am I leading people on the right path or on the wrong path? And the followers also must see now, on the day of Qiyamah, they will turn away from their wrong leaders. And they will say, these people led us astray. But that's not going to help. Now we have to see who we are following. So we should see whether we are following those people, for example, who want the masjids to be open, or who work towards closing the masjids. Those people who encourage towards the dini education, Islamic education, Quran and Hadith, or those people who encourage university education, which is secular education, and which means that there is no religion in that education. No Allah. In fact, it is against religion.
whether they are encouraging that, whether those people which the Quran encourages, especially for women, to be at home, or those people who encourage women to go to universities, etc., and to go and study, and all the evil that is taking place at the universities, those who lead people to believe that Allah created us, or that university education and school education, which teaches us that we are from monkeys, that we were born from monkeys, that education that takes us towards Akhirat, or that education which gives us dangle the carrot of this dunya, that live it up in this dunya, get education, have bigger university degrees, and follow and live a nice life in this world, and unmindful of the Akhirat. Or those people who just talk about Iman and Islam, but when it comes to the crunch, then they follow the Iman is on worldly things, the worldly protocols, etc. So each one of us must see who we are following. If I'm a leader, to what direction am I leading people? Everyone is a leader. A father in the house is a leader. A person who is in his family who has got a senior position, he's a leader. So everyone, a mother is a leader also. كُلُّكُمْ رَاعٍ وَكُلُّكُمْ مَسْئُولٌ عَنْ رَعِيَّتِهِ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, each one of you is a shepherd, a leader, and each one will be asked about his flock. And at the same time, we are all followers also. We are following somebody. Are we following the teachings of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and we'll go in that direction? Are we following the teachings of the atheists and the scientists and the mathematicians and the politicians and what the mainstream media is telling us? Are we following in that direction? Each one must see, on the day of Qiyamah, it will be very clear and Allah's azab will be in front. And then it will be too late. Now we must see who we are following and which direction we are going. Every leader also and every follower also. May Allah open our minds and let us see clearly what our position is. We won't be able to save ourselves from Allah's azab on the day of Qiyamah. Now is the time to save ourselves. And we don't know when mort is coming to who. We should see that we are in the right direction and we are in the safe place. And the sign of that is we fear all the time. And those who just cast it aside, that this is all hogwash and this is all nothing, and just don't worry about it and just carry on with your life, those are the people who are on the wrong path. Sahaba all the time feared their mort. They feared that they must not be munafiqs. All the time, those who have this fear, they will correct their lives. And those who just feel that, no, we are all right, whatever we are doing, and we don't have to listen to anyone, those people are in great, great danger. May Allah give us proper understanding, save us all from all the azab of this dunya also, of akhirat also. Wa akhiru da'wana.